Hey there, you're listening to the Chamber Connection podcast, conversation to keep you connected, featuring members, partners, and friends of the Ord Area Chamber of Commerce. Living in a small town, it's easy to think that your opportunities are limited. You may think that in order to have the career or freedom you desire, you have to move to a metropolitan area or even leave Nebraska altogether. The reality is, though, that rural Nebraska is full of opportunity, and with some intentionality, you can fulfill your dreams. Becky Bozen is not only a great example of an artist living her dream in Nebraska, she's also an incredible advocate for it. Becky Bozen is a Nebraska-based theater artist, arts and culture consultant, asset mapper, and advocate for creative enterprise. She helps organizations throughout Nebraska and the United States discover the powerful link between creativity and entrepreneurism. Becky serves as an adjunct professor at Nebraska Wesleyan University, specializing in playwriting and community engagement. Becky is also a huge fan of Valley County, and you'll soon discover that. On today's episode, Becky and I talk about how she fell in love with the artistic scene in Valley County, as well as her upcoming play coming to the Golden Husk on November 11th. The production, titled Not Too Far Distant, is an incredible story of Staff Sergeant Clarence Williams, inspired by his letters home during World War II. Filled with hope and heart, Not Too Far Distant honors the experience of the American soldier and reminds us that we all have the power and responsibility to help create a brighter future. So please enjoy Becky Bozen.
All right. Well, welcome to the podcast, Becky. I'm so excited to have you join.
So happy to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm so excited for this discussion and to learn more about what you're bringing to Valley County. I thought we'd start off a little bit to get to know you a little, just so our listeners can know you, even though many, many people in Valley County already know you, and we kind of have adopted you.
You are my second home.
yeah, you're our fellow Valley Countyan away from home. So tell us a little bit about you and kind of how you got involved in the art scene in Valley County.
Sure. So years ago, I had written a play that was commissioned by the Lead Center for Performing Arts in Lincoln called What the Wind Taught Me. And it was a play for family audiences that reflected upon the Joplin F5 tornado that struck May 22nd, 2011. And it's a family play, as I said. There's lots of love and comedy and a problem that needs solved, but just really good for all audiences. And before the Golden Husk, right as the Golden Husk was becoming the Golden Husk, we were invited to Ord to present the play. And Valley County is the only community where the production showed up, and there was an army of local volunteers waiting to help us load in the set and get it ready, and who stayed afterwards and helped us pack up and had questions about what was going on. And the timing just fell in a way that the community had decided to move forward with the purchase of the Golden Husk. And because at the time, my colleague Peter Walquist and I were working with the Lead Center, they invited us to come and help sort of lay the framework or develop a grant, support the local development of a ground plan to get the Golden Husk up and running. And so that's where our friendship and relationship began. And y'all just haven't been able to get rid of us. We decided you're our people.
We happily accept.
Thank you.
So how did you kind of get into writing plays? I know you've done a couple, and you kind of do that as your careers and helping other playwrights. So did you always have a love of theater, or was it just like artistry in general and it led you to this, or how'd you get into writing plays?
That's a great question. I think I loved theater before I knew what theater was. I grew up in rural Nebraska, spent the first part of my life in the North Platte area, and then graduated from high school at Elwood. So very small community. And as a small child, you know, I was like a latchkey kid of the 80s, and my parents worked a lot. And my one sibling is much older than I am. And so We had a house in the Sand Hills, and I was home alone a lot. I had a lot of, I think, creativity surging through me that I wasn't sure what to do with. So even as a 7 or 8 or 9 year old, I started writing a lot on my own at home. And I think the moment I realized that I actually felt fully fed from writing was my mom enrolled me in 4-H in the second or third grade. And it was a poetry contest. I took the poetry 4-H track. I think I did bunnies and poetry, right? So I had bunnies, which was awesome. But also I was supposed to write and perform a poem for competition. And I still remember the first lines of the poem were, and I can't believe I did this, but 4-H is a bore. I don't like it no more. And I'd really like to quit. But my mom said she'd beaten my head, so now I'm stuck with it. None of which is true. I loved 4-H, but I thought I was a comedian. And my mom would never beat in my head, but I thought that was funny. And for the first time presenting this work to 4-H judges and sort of seeing the look of shock and maybe horror and then like laughter on their faces, I realized that I could use words to surprise people, to make people smile, to make people laugh, to help people think maybe a little bit differently. And I think once I got in front of even 3-4-H judges, and they were really kind and affirmative about taking that risk instead of disciplining me for it. You know, I think I got like a purple ribbon and a pat on the back and felt great. So I decided from there on out, hey, I think I need to get my work in front of people who can hear it. And then I was just driven to do that.
That's really cool. I love that story. So I think many people would have this idea that like there are many, many places throughout the world that you could go make playwriting or any sort of writing a career. Why did you choose to do it in Nebraska?
You know, that's a great question. I love Nebraska so much. And I've tried to go to other places to do it. And why have I tried? I don't know. I think, you know, there's always when you're young, sort of that unspoken implication, unless you're being actively invited to stay in your community, you think it's your job to go find where you're supposed to be. And I know that's part of the reason I love Valley County is you're really good at inviting your people home. But when I went away, I wasn't happy. And what I remember missing most of all is space, big open skies, the prairie, the sand hills, the diversity of our geography, the people, just the kindness of the people. And so I knew by the time I was in my 30s that Nebraska would be my forever home. I call myself a late bloomer that way. And I am such a Nebraskan that when I'm on the ocean, I get seasick. When I'm in the Ozarks, I get seasick. Like I want that sort of flat or hilly land where I can see forever. And if anything,
well, you're just homesick.
Yeah. Homesick. Yes. Yeah. So I am 100% a Nebraskan, and that's just in my DNA. It's just in me.
That's cool. So what would you say to someone who lives in a small rural community and is looking to get involved in their arts community?
I would say to trust that there's a place for you in your community and that there are others like you. And that doesn't mean that we don't all have our own unique gifts and talents to share. Of course we do. There's nobody like you. But when we get a bunch of people together that are all interested in creating things, innovating, making special things happen together, smaller places are the best places to do that work because you do have the community support. There are more resources. There's more space. You know, I'm in a neighborhood right now in North Omaha where I can go out with my iPhone and shoot a little commercial on my phone and it costs $0. But if I was in Los Angeles doing that, I would have to pay the city a formidable fee for using a parking lot in the shot. You know, I mean, I think we really take for granted how actually easy parts of being an artist are where we live here in Nebraska.
Yeah, that's great. I have never thought of that from that perspective, that we support each other like that. But
yeah, it's easier.
Yeah, yeah. So I know you kind of mentioned this, and that you have a deep love for the Golden Husk, and it's personally one of my favorite places in Valley County as well. You kind of mentioned how you got to know the Husk through your original play, but tell us a little bit more about like what makes the Husk unique. Because I think it's always great to hear an outsider's perspective of like why the grass isn't greener.
Yeah, I think part of what makes the Husk so special and so unique is the way you all in Valley County are truly committed and intentional about shining a light on the local gifts you have in your area. There are performing arts venues throughout our state and region that are beautiful, that people are working hard and that they care about, but local people are not often invited to perform on those stages unless it's like a school group or a community orchestra, which are beautiful uses of that space. But in Valley County, you recognize that you have world-class professional level artists who choose to live in Valley County instead of Nashville or Los Angeles or New York or Atlanta or wherever. And so the way, even thinking about the Husk as like a protective element, the way you protect and nurture local artists, and also the way you welcome everyone into that space. I remember early on, Don Hagee said something to me about wanting the Husk to be a place for people who haven't found their place. And it is that and more. It's a place for everyone. And that's been some hard, intentional work by you all to make it such a welcoming place.
Yeah. That's really great. I always love hearing you talk about the Golden Husk. And
I love the Husk. The best place in the world.
Yeah. All right, now let's talk about your play that's coming to the Golden Husk on November 11th. The title is Not Too Far Distant. Mm-hmm. So give us a brief synopsis of what the play's about.
The play follows the journey of a Nebraskan soldier during World War II, Clarence Williams, who is actually a historic figure. He was a living figure, a living person in Nebraska. And it just so happens that he was part of the 42nd Infantry that helped liberate Dachau. And I had the pleasure of being introduced to a woman, Beth Doten, who has been working 20 plus years with letters that Clarence wrote home to his wife, Gretchen. And Beth and her team at UNL and at History Nebraska, and there's many other partners and stakeholders, have developed an online portal where you, me, anyone can access the stories of five different people. Some are Holocaust survivors and some are liberators, but all have deep ties or are originally from Nebraska. And so that's sort of the historic element of the play. Because history can seem so far away when it's really not too far distant, I have created three contemporary characters that jump into the world with Clarence and bring his stories to life as they're learning about why it is that we would make the kind of sacrifice that America was willing to make during that war. I have the privilege of working with young people, people of all ages, really. And, there's been recent legislation that has said that we need to learn about the Holocaust if it's not being taught in schools. But because I think teachers have so much that they're asked to teach, there are little gaps in generations of folks where maybe they're missing part of that story. And it's hard to come into it, I think, unless you have a little bit of, to come into it for the first time, unless you have a little bit of that modern perspective too. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like taking a time machine. This ensemble wraps themselves around Clarence in the past, and he takes them backwards and then leads them forward. And so it's been a really exciting journey to write it.
Yeah, I love that. So what about Clarence's story, like, really drew you in and made you decide, and instead of just learning it, that you wanted to share it?
You know, that is a great question. And it's probably part of that creative mindset that sort of got things going, because I was invited to a meeting with Beth, the curator of the letters, and History Nebraska and Nebraska Wesleyan. And I think at the time, because I teach playwriting at Nebraska Wesleyan, they were looking at a way to sort of formalize a few readings of Clarence's letters when they launched the portal. And I was listening to that, but as I heard just little snippets of his story, just the fact that he had written his wife, Gretchen, almost every day. He was a medic. He was a little bit older than most of the men overseas, just little qualities about his story that were fascinating to me. I immediately thought, read letters. I mean, this should be a play. We can really make this a thing. And so I think I said that. Mm-hmm. And luckily the team was supportive. So I think just hearing those little sparks about his story compelled me to bring what I know about theater to the table and say, I think we can make this bigger from a performance angle, and really make it personal for people who might be new to the story.
That's cool. So tell us about the cast you're bringing with you to Valley County for this.
I love this cast, and it's a small cast. There are five actors. And it's really kind of funny because in the eastern part of the state, there's always been a little bit of like a spoken or unspoken rivalry between the Doan University Theater Department and the Nebraska Wesleyan University Theater Department. And I've taught at both, and my cast contains a mix of Doan and Wesleyan kids. And I bring that up because it excites me, because Clarence is already bringing people together like now, you know, like his story is compelling people that wouldn't normally come together to come together and honor that journey. So I have
ended a war by telling a story about the war.
Yes, isn't that fun? I love that. There's a lesson for us all in there somewhere. Yeah. Okay. So I have a couple. Doan grads, Shelby Bauer and Paul Shaw, who are both amazing, who were my acting students way back in the day and playwriting students. And then Rihanna Rohr, who's our director of education at Blixt and pursuing a BFA in theater from Nebraska Wesleyan, is in this production, as is her classmate, Dio Raquel Jr. It's really wonderful. Dio is from Hawaii. And so he brings a different kind of perspective to this process than we necessarily do as Midwesterners, which is so exciting because, of course, we know there were Americans from every place sent into World War II. So that's been a very, very positive addition. And then finally, Ryan J. Furlong, who is a Wesleyan graduate. And some of these actors are also doubling as lighting designers, fight choreographers, props and set design. So we really, that's part of building a tour and making a tour something that can be powerful and effective, but a little bit easier for a community to host, is making sure that we can get it on its feet in a small group and get it there and still deliver. So it's a great team. And then of course, Petra Wahlquist is the tour manager and thank goodness our stage manager as well.
Oh, cool. That sounds like a great team.
It is. They're great.
Yeah. So what should the audience expect to hear, see, and learn from this play?
I think if I, you know, I think the most, I can tell you what I aspire the lesson to be or the message to be, and that would simply be to remember to love your neighbor. Mm. That, you know, I think it's really easy to feel small and like we can't go out and save the world or maybe things don't go the way we want them to go every time in our country, but there's so much to love and be grateful for. And that includes the people who are like us and the people who are not like us. And everyone is someone worth sacrificing for because we are a country and we're in this together. So I hope just that spirit of loving your neighbor mm-hmm. settles into our audiences. And I really want to honor those who have served and also honor the experience of, you know, the 6 million Jewish people who were killed, who were murdered during the Holocaust. And that's why it's been so vital to partner with the Institute of Holocaust Education, because that is not my background. I am not Jewish. So I think I am not in a position to teach the world, but I can share what the really smart people around me know, and maybe we can learn it together.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love the idea of being able to sit in a room with people that you have, that you know you have different perspectives on, whether it be politics or religion, and being able to sit in the room and watch something for entertainment purposes and maybe have your perspective change and bridge a gap. So I love that.
I had someone say to me recently, and I can't remember who it was, but it really resonated. And so we were talking politics and talking about, I don't like this guy, I don't like this guy, opposing politicians. And someone said, yeah, but neither of those guys are going to bring you a casserole when you're sick. Your neighbor will.
Yeah.
And I thought, yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah. You know, let's put more focus on our neighbors. On
yeah. People immediately there. In front of us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you mentioned you had a couple partners to bring this to life. Who were some of those partners?
So History Nebraska has been an amazing partner to work with, and we'll be on this journey together. The Institute of Holocaust Education, History Nebraska, Nebraska Cultural Endowment, and then the Art and Chris Sigelbaum family here in Lincoln have all been instrumental thus far in partnering on this new work. And this is, we are always so pleased to take these first steps with new work at our home, the Husk, the place we love to be. But I can see this being as a multi-year project. So I'm guessing that we'll be working on this together for the next 2 or 3 years and continuing to learn.
Cool. Do you have any plans in the immediate future besides the Golden Husk to take this production?
Yes. We will be at the Allen Levine Jewish Community Center in Omaha on November 3rd. And then we have a production actually at History Nebraska on November 4th.
Oh, cool.
So that's really exciting. And we're talking about 3 completely different spaces. Mm-hmm. So that's part of the fun now as we launch into rehearsals tonight of developing this piece is making it work in different spaces, whether it be, you know, a treasure like the Golden Husk or a treasure like a high school gym.
I'm sure as the actors, that's probably the fun challenge is to get in the space and within a couple hours adjust.
That's right. You know, I think it's funny. We're people in general want to have a little bit of control and plan, and we have to plan differently when we tour. And we let where we are actually inform the process of the show instead of trying to force the show to be a certain thing in certain spaces. So in that way, it really is a living, breathing, collaborative thing to bring a tour to a community.
Cool. Okay. Last question. When are you going to quit fighting it and just become a full-fledged Valley County resident?
Oh my gosh. Every time you say that, my heart's just like, ooh, soon. Soon. It is a dream, you know. My husband works for BNSF. I'm like, can you drive the 2 hours to a depot? I don't know.
It's not
trying
that
to figure
far.
It out, Katie. If anybody has ideas, call me.
Well, we will happily open the gates to let you when you decide.
Meanwhile, thank you for always making me feel at home.
Yeah. Well, thanks for always sharing the story of Valley County and helping us celebrate local artists. And I can't wait to see your show, especially at the Husk. It's going to be great.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks again for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you, Katie.
Yeah.
Thanks again for listening to this episode of the Chamber Connection podcast. Visit the show notes for more information on Becky's production, Not Too Far Distant, and how to purchase tickets for its Valley County debut at the Golden Husk on November 11th.